Robert, the Leech Lake Art League meets every week to paint together. They're a group of artists from the surrounding area, including Walker, Park Rapids, Bemidji, Nevis. The artists create and critique together, and they even collaborated and published pieces. And they collaborate and publish pieces sometime. This Friday and Saturday, the Leech Lake Art League will put on their annual art show at the Walker High School Commons. The show will feature fine arts, paintings, pottery, and prints. And if you're driving into Walker and it's a gray day like today, like yesterday, I can tell you from working in Walker, if it's raining just a little bit or it's gray, the town is packed. But if you drive down Main Street, you get to the just before the courthouse, you'll see a little sign. It's on the sidewalk every year this time of the year. It says Art Show, and it points you up the hill. If you don't know anything about where Walker or getting around in Walker, just go up the hill. The only big building up there is the high school. And this Friday and Saturday, there's going to be the Leech Lake Arts League show. And we've got Danielle Stone on the phone right now. Danielle's a Bemidji-based painter who joins us. Robert and Danielle, are you there?
Hi, Danielle.
I'm here.
All right.
Yes.
Thanks for joining us this morning.
Well, thank you for the opportunity.
Okay, so you're an oil painter, eh?
Yes, I'm an oil painter. I do mostly water, rocks, and trees. That is, landscapes, lakescapes, really. I'm mostly interested in scenes that have water in them.
So do oil painters and pastel painters, like, associate with each other? Are you guys two different breeds?
So we try to sit on opposite sides of the room because many people don't like the smell of oil paints. But things have been refined over the years, and we're not really that smelly.
So did you always paint with oils, or did...
Yes, I started with oils in high school and then dropped painting in any kind of art for many years, and then went back to my oils because that's what I had on hand, and I've tried watercolors, and no, not my style. I've tried to get into Asian brush painting and Chinese calligraphy, that type of thing, but just haven't really clicked with it yet. I'll say yet. So, yes, oil painting is what I do.
So when you do this with the Leech Lake Arts League, what's the process there? You meet every week, every couple of weeks? I understand you do that at the basement at the Legion right there in town?
Yes, we meet at the Legion every week from starting at about 9, and we go until lunchtime, which is many time after 11:30, and then we critique each other's works. It's a very wonderful critique, very helpful, not mean and nasty at all. And then we perhaps paint some more, or else we gather up all our toys and go home.
So there's no magic password at the door. If someone wanted to stop in, they could just walk in the door of the Legion and take a left and head down the basement?
That's correct. Anybody is welcome. We've had members from 17 through 99, and all we ask is that you be, come when you can and enjoy it. We paint for the enjoyment of it, and it's a fantastic group. I can't say enough good things about the Leech Lake Arts League.
Danielle, describe your art to us, would you?
Well, as I say, it's mostly water, rocks, and trees. I've done paintings based on Boundary Waters experiences and along the North Shore, especially Grand Marais. I grew up in Hawaii, so I have some things that have a Hawaiian influence, if you will. I've done a few flowers, and I've recently done a few of the larger birds, like great blue herons and great egrets and things like that. What else can I tell you about it?
Well, it sounds nature-based.
It's nature-based, yes. And if there's something that's not quite nature-based, at least it's tied to nature. I've done Japanese glass floats, but you can see the beach through them and that type of thing.
Now, how long have you been in northern Minnesota?
Let's see. We moved here in 94. Yeah, so it's been 21 years.
So did you find yourself as a painter showing up and looking for similar things in Minnesota that you had painted back in Hawaii?
Well, the ocean is probably the most common thread, but I was really taken with the change of seasons that is here. Well, of course, we have seasons in Hawaii, too, but they're a little bit more subtle.
Oh, that's funny.
Summer.
Season changes. Did you hear that, Dave? Season changes in Hawaii. That's good.
Well, yeah, it's when the whales come through, or when the sugar cane has tassels on it, and or the golden plover are there or not there.
Well, you're right. Those are the kind of I guess more subtle things that an artist would highlight and pay attention to, aren't they?
Well, and people interested in nature too. Yeah.
So, I told people how to get to the high school. They walk in the door. What are they going to walk in and see?
Well, they'll walk in and see about, at last count, I think it's 21 artists displaying, exhibiting the fine art that they've produced over the, not necessarily this year, but in past few years. You'll see pottery. I think you listed in the opening remarks everything that you'll see. You'll see an entrance registration or greeting table, and we'll have door prizes if you'd like to have a drawing for a door prize, a free door prize. We'll have a silent auction set up this year because we do try to contribute some money to the local high school's art departments just to give them a boost for supplies that they otherwise wouldn't be able to provide for the kids.
Are some of the works for sale?
Yes. Many of the works are for sale. Some of them are just for exhibit only. You'll see painting, you'll see original art, and you'll see also prints and note cards from original art. Some of the work is for sale. And it's just, we do it for to have a goal toward the end of the year. From what I understand, the Leech Lake Arts League was started in 1972 and has been going ever since. That's, according to my math, it's 43 years. And I believe that the annual shows started only a few years after the league was started. So it's been going on quite a while.
Now, you're also involved with the artists of Studio 10 in Bemidji.
That's correct, yes.
Tell us about that.
Well, that's a group that is more concerned, I won't say more concerned, but it does put an emphasis on professional attitudes about presenting your art to the public. For instance, taking a closer look at how the art is framed and labeled, and we also try to encourage each other to exhibit the art in various venues. And an upcoming show that we'll be doing is at the Watermark Gallery, if you will, in Bemidji. It's the Carnegie Library building, and the theme is transitions. And we'll be hanging that on we'll be opening it on the 7th of August, and it'll go through the end of September.
Is that a first Friday opening?
It's a first Friday opening.
It is, yes.
Yeah. There are 10 of us artists in the Artists of Studio 10, and we, again, we critique each other, and it's acrylics and watercolors and the oil painter, and let's face it, we also have three-dimensional art. Kathy Gustafson does fantastic metal sculpture. And Wanda Odegaard also does three-dimensional sculptures. Yeah.
So I was going to ask where we might see your art around the area, and you partially answered it there. Watermark Art Center is where you're going to have some of your work on display.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Anywhere else?
Let's see. There's right now, anyway, at the Sanford Medical Center here in Bemidji, there is an exhibit that Artists of Studio 10 had put together. It was called Across America, and I have two of my pieces in that show. Let's see, where else?
I've seen that at Bridget's. You've had a show there.
Yes, we've had a show there. Right now there are only two people from the Artists of Studio 10 exhibiting there, but I've done many exhibits with the gang at Bridget's. The Chief Theater is another place. And let's see, where else? Oh, Raven Rock Gallery of Fine Jewelry and Art is another place. That's where we've been almost continuously exhibiting since November of 2011, I'll say.
What can you tell us about the illustrations you've done for Chuck Stone?
Oh, let's see. What have I done for Chuck Stone? I haven't done any illustrations for Chuck Stone except for one book of haiku poetry that he did several years ago. I did some Chinese calligraphy, and then his original book of haiku was impressions of our China trip. I did a few little illustrations for that.
So you're not only you're holding tight on the oil painting, but you get a little bit off from there from time to time.
Oh yeah, I try to anyway. One of the pieces that I'll be showing at the Watermark has a bit of Chinese calligraphy on it, and I'm not sure that it's working out the way I had hoped it would, but we'll try. We'll see what happens. See what the viewers think. But I do I do enjoy oil painting, and at the same time I continually try to do something a little bit different. It's hard to get out of a rut sometimes, as you know.
Painter Danielle Stone is a member of the Leech Lake Arts League. Thank you for telling us about your artwork and the Leech Lake Art League. Danielle, thanks for joining us this morning.
Well, and thank you for the opportunity, and we hope to see a good crowd there.
You
so
bet.
Come on down. Yeah. Okay. Thanks.
Bye. Leech Lake Art League will host their annual show and sale at the Walker High School Commons this Friday and Saturday from 9 to 4. All artwork is original. Entry is free, and there will be door prizes. For more information on the show and sale, give us a call at 800-662-5799.